The KRVT has an east side and a west side. What it doesn't have is a middle. The path leaves off for about a mile downtown, leaving walkers and bikers to navigate on their own. That's not easy at crossings like the one near Water Street Coffee, where Water Street and Porter Street join Kalamazoo Avenue.
They don't line up exactly in an east-west-north-south connection.
City of Kalamazoo engineer Matt Johnson is talking over the freight train that also comes through here. He says when the train's not blocking Kalamazoo Avenue, non-motorists face three lanes of almost nonstop one-way traffic.
Which makes crossing more like playing Frogger, where you have to dodge cars. And when you start throwing in bikes, it's a whole nother safety issue.
Johnson says the city had planned for the trail to cross here, but he says that's proven too difficult to build this year. City planner Rebecca Kick says Edward Street might work instead. Pitcher Street is another option.
But that also has its challenges because the way that it's, you know, triangular with Water Street on one side, it's a short block.
Kick says the city's designers are working on that part of the route. City engineer Johnson says Kalamazoo does want to improve the Water and Porter Street crossing, but the trail is the priority. He says the city expects to complete all but finishing touches this year. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.